excited about this conversation with Joshua Straub, because I am a parent who messes up. Busyness does creep in. Tempers do fly. And although I did grow up in a home with parents who, I think from their viewpoint, discipled me, I really wasn't taught very much about the Holy Spirit. And so I need the encouragement that is offered in this six-week study called Homegrown, Cultivating Kids in the Fruit of the Spirit. And I love Josh. I love Christy. If you're not familiar with Josh and Christy Straub, you need to be. Josh serves as marriage and family strategist for Lifeway Christian Resources. And together, along with his wife, Christy, they have co-founded Famous at Home. It's an organization equipping leaders and their spouses in emotional intelligence and family wellness. They host a weekly podcast called In This Together. They also lead a ministry called 226 Parenting. It's actually 226 Parenting, but if you go online, you just need those numbers, 226 Parenting. They've got kids of their own, and Josh has been on to talk about other books that he and Christy have written. Most recently, What Am I Feeling? So you can go back and grab that at myfaithradio.com if you missed that conversation. Josh, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor to be with you.
Okay, it is so fun to have this conversation with you, particularly right here at the beginning of summer. We do have available to us as parents a number of weeks in which we could really focus in on this. And one of the things I love about Homegrown, Cultivating Kids in the Fruit of the Spirit, is that it's designed to be done together as a family. Why did you take that approach, and then whet our appetite for cultivating this kind of conversation with our kids?
Yeah, so we really, I mean, what's one of the biggest questions we get is, do you have something we can do with our kids? And that's even where What Am I Feeling, the children's book that we wrote, released a month prior to Homegrown, came from, is it's the ability to put something in a parent's hand where they can sit down with their child and they can implement what it is that they too are learning in their own faith walk. And so that was the goal behind Homegrown, Cultivating Kids in the Fruit of the Spirit, because, you know, it's so easy to get to a place where we learn about the Bible, or we learn about maybe the fruit of the Spirit and love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness, goodness, self-control. In fact, we can teach those things, but when you actually understand what the principles are and you see them lived out, you actually don't see a lot of it lived out in our culture today. So it's like, you're like, okay, so these aren't just character traits. This is literally the fruit of the Holy Spirit. These are the things that when you have the Holy Spirit living in your life, these are the things that are cultivated in your heart. This is the fruit of it. And I'm going, man, this is what I want my kids to experience and be, but I've got to make sure I'm living it too. And so it was a Bible study that we put together where we really help parents walk through what the Holy Spirit really looks like, what the fruit of the Spirit looks like, and how we can walk in that. And then there's morning prayers, there's dinner time stories, there's bedtime questions, there's activities that you can implement then with your kids to be able to help them understand what it means to implement the fruit of the Spirit and walk in the fruit of the Spirit on a daily basis. And so it's really a parent study. The parents can do it together in a small group, and then they can bring it back home and they can implement it with their kids, or you can do it with your family all at one time, depending on the ages of your kids. And so it was really a way for us to take the fruit of the Spirit away from just head knowledge and be able to learn how to apply it and move it from our head to our heart.
And in addition to the book, if folks want to find it, Lifeway Resources is a great place to get it. You can just type in Homegrown and the name Straub, Straub, into your search engine and it will pop up. But Homegrown, Cultivating Kids in the Fruit of the Spirit, Josh and Christy Straub, Straub, are the co-authors. But they've also got videos posted. If you want to check out the teaching videos, which is a wonderful supplemental resource, and to find those, you go to 226parenting.com/homegrownvideos, 226parenting.com/homegrownvideos. I think that is also a really helpful additional resource. It complements the book, and I think for, you know, for this sort of very image-rich culture that we live in, having having something walked out in videos is just super helpful. So thanks, Josh, for adding that. Talk about the Holy Spirit. Can you just talk about the Holy Spirit? Because I think the Holy Spirit is, you know, sort of at one level, we think of the Holy Spirit as the shy member of the Trinity, but I'm not sure the Holy Spirit is shy. I think we are shy about talking about the Spirit.
Absolutely. And, you know, once you receive Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives and breathes in and through you. The Holy Spirit's the one speaking to you on earth today. And it's fascinating how often, you know, we get, when we listen to the Holy Spirit, when we hear the Holy Spirit, when we truly understand what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives, it's fascinating when we're opened up to Him. And you're right, I think we focus on God and we focus on Jesus, but that third member of the Trinity seems to get forgotten about in some respects. And I think there's a varying degree to which it's like we're not sure, because the Holy Spirit can be so subjective. Like, you know, if I feel like God is speaking to me, what does that look like? What does that mean? Is that the Holy Spirit? And the reality is yes, it is the Holy Spirit. And we want to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. It's the Holy Spirit that is cultivating these things, love and joy and peace and patience, into our lives. And the fascinating part about it is these aren't just character traits. So in other words, it's not fruits of the Spirit. They're not, it's a plural predicate. So it means fruit of the Spirit. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, and self-control are all to be cultivated as one fruit. So in other words, you can look very gentle in your life and be gentle to people, but that doesn't mean you're going to be faithful to them. And so you have to balance all of these things. And I think that's the most difficult part of our faith journey, is so often that we pick up these traits, or it's easy to pick up character traits or moral behavior and pass it along as, oh, I'm growing in God. When the reality is you can be very loving and gentle towards others, but you have no joy or peace in your life because you worry a lot. Mm. And so you want to invite the Holy Spirit into every aspect of your life. And that's the beauty. That's where you see true fruit being cultivated. And Proverbs 22:6, you've mentioned the 22:6 parenting. It says to raise a child in the way we should go, or in the way they should go, raise a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. That verse is not a promise, it's a proverb, and it's really all about the environment in which we raise our kids in. And so homegrown, even the word cultivating, is really having an environment where we can cultivate the fruit of the Spirit by living that out in our own lives as parents. That's the most difficult part, because in order for our kids to pick it up, we've got to be living it out too.
Okay, and today is Kindness Day. I don't know if you knew that, Josh, but today
I did not know that. It's always a day of something.
Well, so it's 1-4-3 day. So this is a Mr. Rogers thing, and so this is going on in the state of Pennsylvania, and I'm trying to expand it to the whole United States. So 1-4-3 day. One is I. Four is because there's four letters in the word love. And three is there's three letters in the word you. So he was teaching kids to spell. But anyway, I love you, 1-4-3. So today is 1-4-3 day because today is the 143rd day of the year. And so there you go. It's 1-4-3 day. And so because it's Kindness Day, when we come back from the break, can we look specifically at what is kindness on page 78 of Homegrown, so that folks can taste and see what is in this curriculum? Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Great.
That's amazing.
All right, so we're going to talk about what is kindness in just a minute with Josh Straub. We are doing so from the Homegrown curriculum, Cultivating Kids in the Fruit of the Spirit, which I am advocating to you as the way you should spend your summer with your kids, cultivating the Spirit in your life together. This is Mornings with Carmen. We'll be right back.
Whatever you do, just don't look back.
All right, you're back with us, And Josh Straub is here, and he and I are talking about the fruit of the Spirit, specifically in the context of a curriculum called Homegrown, Cultivating Kids in the Fruit of the Spirit. Don't be intimidated by the word curriculum. This is a Bible study experience that you can have with your kids. This is a withing. We've talked with Kara Powell about withing and faithing with our kids. This is a withing exercise that we are inviting you into. I think the summer months are a great time to do it. It gives you something every day to do as a parent and something to do every day with your kid, not just in terms of reading something together, but actually doing practical activities that cultivate the fruit of the Spirit in the life of you and your child and in the context of our families, so that we can have a harvest of righteousness rendered unto the Lord. So the fruit that we're going to talk about right now, well, it's not one of the fruits. See, I have to even learn how to say this differently. The aspect of the fruit of the Spirit that we're going to talk about now is kindness. So Josh Straub, what is kindness?
Yeah, so it's so wild because, you know, kindness, I mean, you can talk about kindness all day long in its context. I love, so as you were talking about the study, like the Greek root for the word kindness in Galatians 5:22, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, it means uprightness or benevolence. And this is what I love about it. It describes the ability to act for the welfare of those taxing our patience. So The ability to act for the welfare of those taxing our patience. And it's so wild. So here's how you see fruit played out. Not fruits, not plural, but plural predicate fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Because he's basically what kindness is it's to act on the behalf of those taxing our patience. So now you have to have kindness and patience. You have to have patience with people who are kind of taxing. And the way that Paul describes it in Romans is towards people who really are enemies, and not wishing fire down on them, not wishing vengeance on them, but treating them with kindness. And there's a degree to which that's how we are to live out our faith, that when we live in that way, we show other people who Jesus really is. His love, his grace, and we're actually living that out. So, but we have to do that as parents. I mean, it begins. So talk about being kind to your kids, especially when they're taxing your patience. Let's start there before we even think about what it looks like to get our kids to be kind. And so what was really fascinating this week, and this was a huge parenting win for us. We were pretty stoked about this, and I'm going to brag just for a second. Our daughter's 4, and she goes to a preschool, and she came home, and there was one girl who told another girl that she was a weirdo and was laughing at her. And our daughter said that she looked at her and said, "That wasn't very nice." And the girl apologized to the other girl. And I thought, this is so cool. Here our daughter is having the bravery and courage to stick up for somebody being bullied and actually talking to the bully. This is someone who can tax your patience, but she did it in kindness. And it was a way to, it was courage, it was kindness, it was just beautiful. And so these are the things, like living out our faith is being able to stand up in a kind, loving, joyful way. And so I have a lot to learn from my 4-year-old. I think that's why Jesus said, you got to have the faith of a child, because their ability sometimes to just truly love people is beautiful. And I think there's a degree to which when our kids come to know Christ, the Holy Spirit is more active and breathing in and through them than us as adults sometimes, because it's been taught out of us or just life hurts and trauma that we've experienced throughout life, where we just, we kind of block listening to the Holy Spirit or allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives because of fears that we have, worry of what other people will think or that type of thing. Whereas kids, they live it out in a very powerful way. And I think it's important for us to keep to introduce our kids to Christ and then just teach them, continue to teach them and praise them for when they're living out the fruit. So.
Amen. Absolutely. This image of you and I and every other Christian being people who are in the culture to be removing rocks and tilling the soil and planting seed and actually cultivating a harvest of righteousness. I think that in terms of setting an image out there in front of people, not only to which we aspire, but actually, you know, like that's what it looks like to work out your faith today in the context of the real world. And so this this study, friends, if you're listening right now, Homegrown, this is not just for kids. This is for each and every one of us who desire to bear out love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, actually the fruit of the Holy Spirit living within us in cooperation with the Spirit, all to the glory of God. So you need to check it out. You can go to joshuastraub.com for more of what Josh and Christy are doing. Obviously, you can go to 226parenting, which is 226parenting.com. If you go to /homegrown videos, you can see the videos for the study. And if you go to lifeway.com, you can actually get the study, Homegrown, Cultivating Kids in the Fruit of the Spirit. Josh, thank you so much for joining us again today on Mornings with Carmen.
Being with you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. All right, friends, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.